100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
This is Dante Lee. And you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Hello, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and iTunes. This is Z, the SEO queen.
And Ernesto Comodo from 907K.
We want to invite you to attend the webinar series, How to Thrive and Grow in 2021. This workshop series is going to be awesome.
And for just $100, you'll get marketing strategy, website, SEO, and social media.
This is a steal, a great value for business owners of all sizes and types, whether you're B2B or B2C.
Yes, this is a great value. You get a domain name, hosting, website, SEO, and social media marketing.
Yes, this is a great value.
Where can you sign up for these workshops?
It's online and easy to register for. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com and you can sign up for all workshops or the ones that fit your schedule between now and February. Check it out now. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com. We can't wait to see you there.
This is David Spradley. And you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
The SEO queen, the SEO queen, more credibility. The SEO queen, more visibility. The SEO queen, more profitability. The SEO queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability, the SEO queen.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients, and revenue. We are on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales, to get a list of the tactics that I've used to drive over $60 million of revenue for over 100, 300 clients that I've worked with over my career. So I am so excited today to introduce to some and present to others the legendary. I know you know him. Like when I introduce this guy, you guys are going to know exactly who he is because you probably watched him on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or America's Next Top Model or Model Latina. I mean, he has been in the entertainment industry on your televisions for over 20 years. Today's guest is Franco LaCosta. He is an international high fashion model turned TV personality, producer, photographer, and menswear designers. He has captivated audiences across America with both his charismatic personality and his passionate vision, appearing on hit shows such as America's Next Top Model, Model Latina, and most recently, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. LaCosta's career spans across many aspects of the entertainment industry, including fashion and beauty, creative direction, producer, and content creator. He has over 20 years of experience in television, having worked with networks such as ABC, NBC, CWTV, Bravo, and E Network. Put your hands together and welcome to this podcast, none other than Franco LaCosta. How are you?
Oh my God, I love it. How are you? First of all, thank you for having me. I think it's interesting when I hear myself. Not when I hear myself, when I hear people speak about me and all these things that I have been doing or have done, it's quite interesting. I'm very happy to talk to you. It's good. I think it's a good time. Here we're doing all these wonderful, positive things. So this is excellent.
Well, I'm just so honored that you're here because, I mean, you're so inspiring. And, you know, when I was talking to you before we started, you know, recording, I asked you, you know, what can we talk about? And you said, let's talk about everything. And I mean, you're just such a treasure because so many people are told to stay in one box. They're told to, you know, pick one career, pick one thing, focus on that thing. And then when something like COVID happens, it's like, it's devastating to the person who has focused on that one thing. So how did you find it within yourself to follow your life's purpose and follow your passion as a creative, as a professional?
Well, I really think it starts with me being authentic to who I am and to honor everything that I love to do. You know, I come from an art background. And often when you think of an art background, you think, okay, what do I do with art? What I love art. And, you know, I love creating things. To me, everything starts in the blank page. And And then what you can go from there is infinite. So, you know, I really heard throughout my life when I was a kid growing up, you have to choose something, you have to make sure that you just do one thing and focus on that. You can become, what is it, master of nothing by trying to accomplish all. I never really quite wrap my head around it. Other than what I wanted to become was my best self and to become complete with myself and to really live my life with purpose, to be very aware of the impact that I have on people. And ultimately, how can I inspire others? So I think everything that I do and everything that I have become and everything that I will continue to do will be able to collectively inspire a very special group of people that really need to be encouraged with all their talents. I mean, it's just really wonderful the fact that first of all, instead of me saying that I am anything, everything that I do comes channeled to me. Mm-hmm. I'm just a vessel. Honestly,
you're
Correct. I am a conduit of creativity and I am divinely guided.
So I don't want to cut you off, but I have to ask you this question. So when I saw you become a GIF, I think it was last week, my mind was just so blown because here you are in this gorgeous feather. Is it a coat or a jacket? Was it a coat or a jacket you was wearing?
Oh, the faux fur coat.
Yes. Yeah. The faux fur coat. And you were so in the moment and you were, you know, you had your camera in hand and you were, you know, as you were photographing the blushing brides, as you called them. What were you thinking in that moment when you were like so in the moment, in the action, just getting that shot, which is like, I mean, it's like an iconic television moment now.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I guess it is. First of all, I have to tell you, I've been an avid photographer since I'm like 7 years old. My grandfather gave me my first camera when I was 7. So I've been photographing all my life. And from still life to people. And I just love capturing something through a lens. You know, when you see things through the lens, you see things differently. There is a very specific focus that you're trying to achieve. And for me, it was just like, oh my God, this is, first of all, I needed to wear my coat and I needed to wear my pink suit and my tuxedo jacket and just to make sure that it matches what I'm trying to do. You know, I am in a very, I would say one of the best shows right now on reality television. Regardless what people may say about, you know, the Bachelor or the Bachelor franchise, I think it's extraordinary what Mike Flies created, just the fact that he was looking into the future about people's lives, you know, that everyone wants to be in a relationship. And people don't know how to be in a relationship. And I think The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and the whole family of The Bachelor franchise has been very timely in the fact that, you know, we're dealing with, you know, being so affected by the pandemic. People are really lost. I feel that is really, everyone is looking for something right now. Everyone is looking for love, for connection, for intimacy. Everyone is going through, you know, everyone is feeling vulnerable, resilience. There's all these emotions that everyone is coming through right now. So to be able to ignite some sort of laughter. I'm happy to be part of something, you know, some sort of emotion, and just to take away the mind from what's hurting people and just to bring some laughter and joy in people's lives through who I am on television, who I am just myself. And of course, and add a sparkle of fashion in how I do it and how I do things. I think we should be so aware of who we are and these little things, little tiny details. And honestly, I'm just doing my work. I don't think I'm anything that special. I'm just so grateful that I can do what I love. And by doing that, if I can inspire people and have people have a good time, take people with mind off seriousness and things like this, mm-hmm. why not? It costs me nothing.
Right.
You know?
Right, right. So, Franco, please take me on a journey. So, you're 7 years old. Your grandfather gives you your first camera. How did you go from photographer to model to fashion designer? And what made you choose high fashion couture over like fast casual, streetwear? You know, there's so many different categories of fashion. So how did you make those transitions?
Well, I think that what really happened to me was I wasn't really looking for that. I think that was looking for me. You know, I study, you know, as you know, I'm from Puerto Rico. I grew mm-hmm. up on the island, and I was an avid artist as a kid. I was always painting, and there was not much to do. I lived on the beach. So therefore, I had my escape space and was just get on my bicycle and going to the ocean and drawing, sketching, or painting. The moment I had my camera, I was photographing all the time. I decided early in life that I really have to live in Europe and I need to travel the world. That in big part has to do with my mother nourishing my creative idea. That was just, I lived in my own world. And so I used to get National Geographic as a kid. That's all I wanted.
Oh my God. I love that magazine as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing.
I know. Absolutely incredible.
Excuse me. It's really, National Geographic opened my eyes to the world. There I learned about the cultures and different beauties, and everything is beautiful to me. The culture, the heritage, the food, the lifestyle, the celebrations of life, the people coming together, the diversity of people, the diversity of religion. All these different points of view. And as a kid, I was just so smitten by it. I'm like, oh my God, this is who I am. Not only that, I was really an avid. I used to spend a lot of time in the museums as a kid. And I was just in love with this, you know, Vogue magazine and Cosmopolitan and, you know, and National Geographic and art history books. So I really knew. I love beautiful women, and I love everything beautiful, and I love that I could create something like this. So I kind of start mimicking everything that I was seeing in the magazines. I was implementing that into my everyday life by photographing my friends or my girlfriends, and I used to do my own makeup with like butterfly dust and things like this. And I used, you know, mangoes and create my own balm from this. I was highly creative. I created beauty products with with natural fruits, tropical fruits. And so that really led to, you know, and this desire, this driving aspiration. I'm like, you know, I have to go to Europe and I'm just going to like go. So when it comes time to college time, I applied for college in Paris, mm-hmm. New York, and Los Angeles. And I got accepted in all of them. So I chose New York because New York was closer to Puerto Rico in case anything happened. You know, like I can always go back home. So I came here and I'm my third year of college. I met Gianfranco Ferré, who was an Italian designer, who I happened to have my portfolio with me that day, and we bonded over looking at a Comme des Garçons dress in a shop in Soho, which obviously I love the construction and the pattern making. And strangely enough, we just bonded over that. And then he has, that was my portfolio. And I happened to have my portfolio. He saw it. And there he understood. He saw something. He said, you have an eye for color, composition. You have an eye for something. Your aesthetic is beautiful. And it was just drawings and pictures. And I was forming. I was shaping myself. I was learning. At that point, I'm a sponge. You know, I'm learning from everything. Mm-hmm. And so I accepted the internship. And I go to Milan. And it was fantastic. Because there I went to deal with fabrics and textures. And everyone has a talent when you go to these beautiful ateliers where people have, some people are really good sketchers, some people are really good, you know, pattern makers, other ones are really good sewing, other ones are really good, whatever. Everyone has a different talent, but for me it was just fabrics and colors and textures and skins. And so I was working in this collection, and we were ready to photograph it before, you know, we just needed to have press material. And the model didn't show up. It was late, so they asked me to put on the clothes. And they liked the way I looked. And I'm like, they say, you know, could we take Polaroids of you? So they took Polaroids of me. And the next thing I know, they sent them to Paris. And Gianfranco liked them. I kind of looked like Johnny Depp before, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean. I have long hair and mm-hmm. I had an earring and I had my beard and I was very wild while looking at that time. Everybody was big and muscular. I was just tall and thin with long hair. And I look like a pirate.
You said you were wild.
And this is funny. And the next thing I know, they just shot me for the magazine. She put me on the lookbook. And the next thing I know, I'm really all over. I mean, every magazine, I mean, billboards in Paris. I'm on Italian Vogue. I'm on the advertising for Gianfranco Ferré. My life changed completely. My life changed. Yeah.
Wow. Really, all because you had your portfolio with you.
Mm-hmm. Really, honestly, and I was at the right time in the right place. And also right. I had the right attitude. You know, I really think I was just very...
The right attitude. People can...
Yeah, the right attitude, and someone is very like humble. I think very like I was just myself. I was.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and that led to everything else. I mean, you know, from there I met the people from Yves Saint Laurent. I met Yves Saint Laurent himself. Mm-hmm. This woman Bettina Rhimes introduced me to this other woman Catherine. Catherine introduced me to Yves Saint Laurent.
So what was that like working at Yves Saint Laurent?
Oh my God, it was just wonderful to spend time with. First of all, he was really amazing, you know, and his partner Pierre Berger. Mm-hmm. And it's really a very unexpected, magical, beautiful world for me because I really fell into the hands of the true influencers of the time. Right. These are the people whose names really continue to resonate. I mean, these are world brands now that have changed and moved throughout the times. But these people really created something. They were real, true originals. I don't think there's many originals today. I think most people need to copy and everybody's trying to be like somebody else. You know, you can see a lot of that on that, especially now everybody has all this plastic surgery, so young. Having 15-year-old kids getting faces and Botox and all that stuff that is, I think is, I don't think it's necessary. I'm not criticizing it, but I think there's some sort of farce in it. Or
I mean, coming from you, Franco, I mean, just mm-hmm. your body of work when it comes to an aesthetic beauty, I mean, you could throw my whole closet away and dress me, Franco. No problem.
I love
You are amazing.
Oh my God. This is funny. You know, I have so many friends. I think what I really love about my experiences in this, you know, this, and you're talking, going back to your original question about how did it end up in fashion, do you know that I really develop a keen eye for aesthetics that is unique. And already, obviously, I must have had something because, you know, to be, I feel like I was chosen to enter this world of fashion and beauty. And not only that, I was able to travel the world and meet incredible cultures, incredible people. I mean, it was extraordinary to meet people from all these different religions and beliefs, and that really sparked my personal journey for discovery when it comes down to spirituality. Because I always feel like that really, I have always been very spiritual, and to really have the opportunity to have an objective view and a subjective experience with different cultures really led to awaken in me something that is highly, highly important, and is the becoming of who I am, and just the becoming, because there's so much more coming. But it really led to believing my purpose, and my purpose is, hey, to look in your closet and change your wardrobe, to look at you and to tell you look better, to be able to, like, hey, that lipstick looks good and that does. You know what? And it's not about criticizing. It's about elevating people, elevating an experience. I can look at anything. I can look at a space. You know, I've designed a few homes. I've designed beautiful clinics, medical spaces that are really turned into, they kind of look like museums more than anything else. it just bring my element, my aesthetics of everything that I see to make more beautiful and better. And not only that, but also the experience of how people feel. I think that's all very interconnected, and it's very special and important to me that I do that, because, you know, I just want to make an impact everywhere we go.
Wow. That's incredible. So, you know, for entrepreneurs and business owners who are looking to, you know, achieve their next greater, what would you share with them as, you know, a step towards greater success?
You know what? Today, everything is different. I think now you have to be really authentic. You have to make the right choices in what you do. Find your passion and, you know, surround yourself with people who are incredible people, good energy. Good energy is important. Be perceptive, be aware of how people make you feel and how you make other people feel. So you can kind of build your tribe. You know, I'm really into my tribe, and I like people who have good energy, and I don't think you can appeal to everyone, but as you said earlier, you recognized earlier, I am a vessel of energy, and I just keep my energy to myself. And when people are receptive, I welcome them. And when they're not, I respect them, but I just don't have time for people who are not at my same, the same wavelength that I am. I'm highly elevated, super highly elevated. And my spiritual practice has led me, you know, I'm a seer. I can see things. I can read a lot of people. I just can connect with people at a very intense level. And practically, I'm more spirit than human. I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. You know, my soul coach, she talks about your ontological way of being. You're a spirit who stewards a soul that inhabits a soma. Your physical body is your soma, and you know, your conscious mind is your spirit, and you know, you have your soul. So I mean, this is a dichotomy that I think is, for the most part, is universal. But, you know, this is definitely something that is so important now, you know, just being authentic. That was such a nugget, golden nugget. So many people put on a persona of who they think people want them to be. And that's just not productive, because when you act like someone you're not, it's hard for you to get to who you are. And that's another reason why so many people are unhappy these days. So, Franco,
that's true.
Identify so much with you, because, you know, when you shared about, you know, as a child, you know, sketching and drawing and loving the beach, you know, I grew up in California. In Long Beach, love the water.
Beautiful.
My thing was reading books and playing music. So that was the thing I did as a child. But what would you say is like the most profound experience you've had, you know, professionally, that has really just opened your eyes to just a whole nother thing? What professional event has really affected and inspired you?
Well, I think they have first of all, the people that I've worked with is powerful. I mean, for me, it's very powerful. Like, you know, going back to Gianfranco Ferré, Yves Saint Laurent, I worked with Isabella Blow in London. I spent time with Alexander McQueen. You know, I come from a very, and in New York, you know, I spent time with Naeem Khan, and just, I mean, there's just like so many people, Manolo Blahnik. I just think I just love creative people, and I have a certain affinity for a certain group of creative people. You know, the real creative people are very humble about their gift, very humble. So that I appreciate. Also, you know, when I spend time with actors or artists, that's humbling to me. But I really think having the opportunity to be on television, to use that medium, that's a pretty powerful place to be, because the fact is that I can affect someone's life in any possible way that I want, you know? And I think is a big responsibility to do this. So I really think professionally, I think of my work on television has been very, you know, I take my time also because, you know, I'm a family person. I have a daughter who I need to be present in her lives, and all these things is quite important to me. Family is important to me. Good friends are important to me. Also, I want to connect with people who are in my same realm. I've been traveling a lot. Something that is really special to me is collectively doing things that are good for our planet, that I have been spending a lot of time in the Amazons, and I've been studying the plant's medicine, the rights of indigenous people. I am indigenous myself. So I really have a voice that is, I'm using all of this to elevate mankind, to elevate respect, to elevate, to stop the separation that exists in humans today. Feeling that one is better than the other. I think coming together is a very important time. I think we need to celebrate right now our differences. I think we just need to be in a kinder place and to be able to understand that everyone has been affected by so many variables for so long, but especially now, these last 2 years, it's been intense. You know, we have been given a dose of what life is, and life is should not be taken for granted. And I think that we are ever-changing souls and ever-changing spirits. And I think that we should take up any sorts of pressure that society imposes on people and live your life the way you want to live it and live it with freedom and tranquility, respecting others and respecting yourself. And if you have good intentions, the most important is finding your soul's purpose. Because when you connect to your soul's purpose, you are truly happy. And everything else, and then you come into your world with, again, as I said, with your tribe, with your peace, and you can just find balance, which I think is what we all need to do right now. So I hope I bring a little bit of balance of people.
Well, that is so awesome, Franco. I mean, I'm just enjoying the wisdom that you're sharing on the SEO Queen Tech Show. This, you know, just one question I've been wanting to ask you, and I'm kind of maybe a little embarrassed to ask you, but I'm going to ask you anyway, because I know this is something that my listeners think about. Perfect. They think about this. And so how did you avoid or move out of a scarcity mindset into a more abundant mindset? Was that ever a challenge for you at any point?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I ever had. I always saw, I'm anointed, you know, I've always felt blessed. Scarcity, I don't know, I never thought I was in a scarcity because I always felt like I can point and I can get. You know, when I was a kid, I used to tell a lot of tales, and so my friend says, "So what are you doing this weekend?" So, "Oh, I went to Paris." So, "What are you doing?" "Oh, I went to India." "How do you get there?" So, "I made a boat and I, you know, made a canoe and I just sailed across the ocean." Honestly, this is how I used to speak as a kid. So I already had it in my head that I was already in all these countries. I had it in my head. "So what do you do this weekend?" I was always inventing. I had a big, very broad imagination. That's why our children need to be protected. The childhood has to be protected. We have to be able to encourage imagination, the games, visions. We need to inspire everything have the meaning. What is, even from the simplicity of, what is your favorite color? What does that color represent to you? You know, identifying, you know, I was an avid reader, and I always wanted to be someone. Like, I know I'm going to be somebody that people are going to look up to. Someone. I always said that. And humbly I say, I haven't even reached that point yet. I'm nowhere near. Because I know that I am to win, you know, things that are important, you know. And I've never been a materialistic person. I'm still not. I find myself to be quite shy when it comes down to these things. I'm grateful that I have a healthy mind and a healthy body, and that I have a home and good friends. But I really love the energy that comes from me, You know, that it comes through me. It's not mine, it's through me. And I know that my time on earth is limited. However, my spirit is infinite. So when you think like this, all of a sudden, it gives you a new perspective. You have a new perspective in life. And I think we need to be open at all times. And, you know, going back to the scarcity feeling or not feeling scarcity, I'm highly spiritual. It has nothing to do with religion. And I really think that when you come from a spiritual place, there's no scarcity in your thinking, you know, because everything is possible. You know, you're who you are is, you're part of something that is infinite. And this is how I really see my life. And also the people I surround myself with is quite special. I read sometimes in the show, is Franco for real? They say I'm an actor playing myself. Oh, it's so funny. I'm like, very well. I just say nothing. I'm like, I can't say, are you for real? I'm like, yeah, I'm just me. I don't know. And people ask me questions and they just like expect them to be, I'm supposed to be ABC and I am not ABC. I'm far from the norm. I'm very unusual. I'm very present. I'm interested in doing things that are important for mankind. I'm interested in providing a safe place for people to have a conversation, to be free in their minds, to be curious. You know, I'm one thing I've always been excited about, personal discovery. I am truly excited to know that you are excited, that you learned something, that makes me excited. The fact that, wow, I shift my perspective. I'm excited about that because this is what life is about. Life is about always to be open to shift your perspective at all times. You know, we're going to be rigid. We have to be like the bamboo. We bend, we won't break. But with the storms, we'll be able to bend and come back to shape.
Right.
So it's quite interesting.
I think the thing that I get the most from you, Franco, is just the power and the necessity of visualization and imagination and just optimism.
That's beautiful. And you know what? Now that you said that, when, like, for instance, I had a dream I was going to meet Oprah. And I was prepared for her, really prepared. And the next day I met her. So it was like serendipity, as she said, Franco. And she really gave me, you know, that was really a power of visualization. The power of believing that I was going to. And I knew I did not need any introduction from anybody because I'm good enough on my own. So when we put ourselves in that situation of positive thinking, visualization, purpose, I think those are the main things in life that we need to live by.
Wow. Just giving yourself permission to dream.
Yes.
And imagine.
Nothing is free.
You know what? You know, as children, you know, we can put ourselves in boxes so easily. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what a great conversation, Franco. Thank you so much for coming on to the SEO Queen Tech Show. How can people connect with you online?
Oh, people can definitely go on my website, francolacosta.com, or send me a message on Instagram or Twitter. It's interesting for me. I'm laughing right now because it's like, I never thought I would be telling people to contact, but hey, I'm here. If anybody needs a word of advice or just to speak, I don't know. I'm here for people. You know, I just feel like this is a wonderful opportunity to I just want to help people wake up from their coma that they have been living. Because as you were saying something earlier about kids, you know, you're a kid, when you're born knowing something. Then you start coming in contact with people who start telling you, don't do this or don't do that. All of a sudden, your innate sense of drive of wherever your core values, your purpose starts to shift based on someone else's opinion about who you are. So therefore, you become torn in understanding your identity. Because all of a sudden you find yourself, you're living, I am this person, I'm living in this body, but I feel like this. Somebody told me this, somebody told me that, and I'm so confused. So I think we have to go through everything that we have to go through in life is to come back to you, to your soul's purpose. Along the way, you meet people that you have a soul's contract with. These are your family, your parents, your boyfriend, husband, child, co-workers, somebody, a teacher, somebody that you come in contact with. You're connected for a reason. When you're attracted to someone and someone is attracted back to you, there's a soul's contract there that has to happen. That has to be fulfilled. The soul's contracts are not always pleasant, but yet they could be so rewarding. And at the end of the day, something magical can happen. So I really think it's important when people start to live their lives with this sort of perspective. This is my personal journey. I have been able to heal many of the wounds, and many of the people that I've met have been able to heal their wounds by truly connecting to their soul's purpose. And I keep speaking like this because this is where we're heading. This is what we need to be right now. Believe me, the moment people start to understand all of this, their life becomes a lot easier, a lot calmer, more fulfilling and happy. You know, and isn't that what we're here to do? We're here to grow spiritually, to grow Absolutely. In love, to honor yourself and to be grateful about Absolutely. This life, and to and living life in gratitude is extraordinary. And just to be able to help other people, this is really the best gift in the world. So we're very lucky to be alive.
Yes,
and to do something.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing this very special time with us here on the SEO Queen Tech Show. Thank you so much, Franco.
Thank you for having me. It's been so much fun. Plus, you are amazing. And it's been so such a wonderful experience to speak to you. Also, you're very insightful, and I love what you're doing in your show, and you're smart, but you're smart, and your beauty and all of these wonderful qualities come from we share the same drive, the same passion, desire to elevate people, to educate people, to help people find purpose. And this is why I feel that your show is extraordinary, because if you're really leading in that direction to inspire so many people, we cannot be in a better place. We need that. I wish everybody was inspiring people.
You know, many years ago when I was an undergrad, I was in Denmark. I was in Copenhagen, and I was in my cousin's living room. And I was talking to her husband at the time, and he said to me, "What? You're majoring in information technology and music?" This is when I was an undergrad at MIT. And I looked at him and I said, "Yeah, why not?" And the ironic part is, you know, many years later, I struggle because so many people told me, "Oh, you got to pick, you got to choose." My company is now writing jingles for brands. And I was in the studio not too long ago recording a commercial for a brand. And I also wrote a song called Elevate, which is the song for this, the podcast I had before this one. And I wrote the jingle for the SEO Queen. So even in the midst of me running my business, I'm still using my music background. So
wonderful choice you did.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that imagination is so important, and just, you know, interviewing you has definitely encouraged me to continue to dream and to not lose that part of myself and to cultivate that in my son as well.
Yeah, it's the right time right now. It's a time to be creative. This is the time to be creative. This is time for all creative beings, all creative people. This is time for creativity. It's very important right now. Look at the inauguration that we had.
Yes.
This incredible poet. Sorry, her name is Morgan. Is that her name?
Amanda Gorman. She's Amanda the Gorman. Poet. The poet.
Yeah, the poet Amanda Gorman. Extraordinary.
Oh my goodness.
Extraordinary. Oh my God.
That there was a line in that poem that just knocked me out completely. It was about, may the America we inherit. I gotta look it up. That line was so powerful. When I heard that, I had to run the recording back.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my goodness. I definitely want to get a copy of that for my personal library.
Yeah, this is beautiful. And look what, we have a new president. We have, I don't want to talk about politics, but we have the first woman. You know, this is a very, very special time. And I want to round it up going back to The Bachelor. First of all, we are enter a new time, which is highly important. This is the new time of first, many first. We have the first. First woman vice president.
Right.
We have the first Afro-Latina bachelorette. Taisha is she's Mexican, I believe. Mm-hmm. We have to double check. I think she's Mexican and African American as well. Her dad is African. And then we have Matt, who's an African American bachelor. Mm-hmm. And then, and I am African Latino, gay and gay, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm not even gay. I don't ever want to say the word I'm gay because I see beauty in everything, everyone. And I just really hate the fact that society needs to put labels on people for them to feel comfortable. Because I appreciate a beautiful woman as I can appreciate a handsome man, you know? And this has always been my life. I'm in the world where I see all beauty matters. But what the true beauty matters is what's inside. And what we give to people is highly important, and how we're going to affect the youth, our new generation, you know, our kids, they need to feel safe. So I think there's a lot of new rules that have to change. Also, I think that the books of history have to be rewritten as well. All this world history about who conquered America and how they did it. I think that's a lot of work that has to happen now. But I think we have
a lot of the white supremacy that's been codified into the history books needs to be
absolutely corrected. Corrected. I totally agree. I don't want to say anything. This is not a politics, but it has to be corrected.
Well, it's my podcast, so I will say that. I will okay, go perfect. There. I have no qualms about going there.
Definitely. So that's fine with me. That's fine with me. So that's why I'm saying that right now, honestly, that, you know, I really love being part of the show, honestly, like right now, The Bachelor is the number one show reality in America and possibly the world as a reality show. It's about making a connection. And who doesn't love to be part of a love story? Right. I love working with my director, Mike Ken Fuse. He's amazing to work with. He's awesome. And my flies did something very good in the long-term picture, big time. So I'm happy everything is moving in the right direction. And also these new people are amazing. Like Matt is an amazing man. He's got incredible core values and he's doing so much beautiful work. He's really a generous soul. And so is Taisha and Zach as well. So I'm very lucky to be part of this incredible team of people. And
shout out to Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, shout out to Bachelor Nation, my great people, all the producers there. It was great. And also there's a lovely, lovely ex-bachelorette, Rebecca Coffin, I think it's her name. Very late last name. Just to say it proper. Becca Coughran. Becca Coughran is very special, and I can't wait to connect with her. She was very kind. She said something nice article. She mentioned me that she could watch me all day, which is fun. I could watch her all day too. She's just, but there's something, you know, they were saying how sad she was. She broke up with her boyfriend. But I really think there was a big lesson there because she's onto better things.
Right.
And I really want to connect with her. I think she's beautiful and she's got her beautiful energy. And I think it's time for people to open up after this COVID thing is done. It's right. Time to travel. It's time Absolutely. To celebrate. It's time to embrace. It's time to embrace cultures and love and be open and be kind and just shine light to the world and give time to be generous and powerful Absolutely. And empower people and give a helping hand and smile and mm-hmm. It's time to give.
So I want to end with a quote from the poem, The Hill We Climb. It's because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. And I thought that line was just so powerful.
Mm, it is. It is. We're here for that. What a beautiful, how timely. It's really mm-hmm. beautiful. We're here to repair. We're here to heal, as I call myself. I am a healer. Everything that I do has healing powers from my art, everything that I do with my design, mm-hmm. with my bespoke menswear, everything I do with fabrics, design, scarves, everything I do. My world is very special. And because everything is channeled through me, everything has power. So I think if everyone put on their thinking as how can I heal somebody today? How can I heal? Healing is the word, you know, for from now on.
Right.
From time on, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Franco.
Thank you, Z. So pleasure speaking with you.
Likewise.
Thank you for having me, and I hope people get inspired. And I hope your viewers and your just listeners walk out with a little bit of some sort of a tiny little grain of salt that is going to enhance their lives in every decision they take from now on. Something inspiring. A little bit more love into their lives.
The SEO queen, the SEO queen, more credibility. The SEO queen, more visibility. The SEO queen, more profitability. The SEO queen, the SEO queen, the SEO queen, the SEO queen, the SEO queen. More credibility, more visibility, more profitability, the SEO queen.
100% black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world. Kaboom! You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.